And as we had just heard from Professor Curzan, people who do not identify as male or female are sometimes going by they or Z instead of he or she. Stateside's Cass Adair spoke with a University of Michigan senior about what it's like to use gender-neutral pronouns on campus.
Audrey identifies as genderqueer, which is a gender identity that is neither male nor female. If I were referring to Audrey, I might say they are a college student, or Z is a double major in English and neuroscience. But going by these unorthodox, non-binary pronouns has been a struggle.
I thought it would be easy to find my community. I thought it would be easy to find people who respected me. I thought it would be easy to find all of that, but it is not.
Audrey prefers to go by they, their, and theirs, or Z, zeer, and zeers.
When I say, you know, call me they, them, theirs, or use these pronouns with me, the follow-up is why. Or, you know, the follow-up is like, what for, you know, for what reason? I've been referring to you as she, hers for the whole time I've known you. And then I have to come out and explain, like, this is what that means, and this is what that looks like for me. And so all of that contextually builds up to, can you please call me this? It's just like calling you that isn't even an option, and so we're not going to acknowledge it. I've come out to two professors so far, and they've both been super supportive, and it's been really nice, but they also don't use my pronouns in the classroom because I haven't specifically asked for it. I just really have to make sure I have to get a thorough feel of, you know, what this person is going to be like and whether, you know, they're respectful and you know, will be able to work with me when I don't want to be, you know, using one set of pronouns all the time. There's a lot of factors to consider, I think. You know, if you have a kid who's using they, them, theirs, and the whole class isn't doing it, and the whole class is, you know, wondering what that means or why that is something that you can do, and the teacher doesn't say anything and doesn't address it, that's leaving the kid in an even worse position than before. So I think it's really it's a commitment, but I think it's worthwhile. Now that sort of trans issues are gaining momentum in popular media, people are a little more aware of what's going on, but it's been really interesting to be here sort of before and after that. For the first couple of years, you know, I was regularly telling people what trans meant and what genderqueer meant and what, you know, non-binary was. And so I think people are at least a little more culturally, like, fluent in at least not being, like, terrified or, like, overwhelmed when you talk about trans issues. I don't know what it's going to be like in, you know, 5 or 10 years if I'm still using non-binary pronouns, or what that's going to look like culturally. Like, how is this going to look like the same exact conversations we've been having around sexuality for a really long time? I mean, this is an acknowledgement for maybe non-binary people who are listening to this. Insisting on your pronouns is okay, is great, and pushing back is awesome. And just, it depends on, you know, comfort.
As our grammar continues to evolve, transgender and non-binary individuals like Audrey will work to feel comfortable being pronoun pioneers. For Stateside, I'm Cass Adair.